You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 190. I feel like we're going to be at 200 in like a week. What is happening?
I can't believe it. And we got to reunite before then, which was like a big...
Oh my God, that's true. That was our goal. We didn't even realize we reached it. Wow. We've reached a lot of goals recently.
We've reached so many goals. Yeah. Should we talk about the goal we didn't know we had that we just reached?
Yeah, this is... Guys... Life. What can I say? Things are getting nuts.
Girlies, the last 2 months, not even 2 months, the last month, we have just been sitting back like, what's going on?
Like, literally, we'll jump on phone calls with people and they'll just be like, what you guys are doing is so amazing. And we're like, is it? I've said it so many times, but it's just us working so much on the podcast, which hopefully we're looking to, like, you know, relieve some stress soon and get some help. But it's just been us doing it for so long and just kind of keeping our heads down, just doing it. And now it's kind of just, I don't know, manifesting? What is the word? I don't know what it's called.
It's just everything's kind of coming to fruition. But you guys, nothing could have prepared us for what we are about to, I would say show you, but I don't know if we're going to be able to show you just yet. You guys, we're on a fucking billboard, and not just any billboard, one in Times Square.
48th and Broadway for our New York girlies. Go and check us out. This is fucking
what
crazy.
Do you mean?
So the way that this even happened, just a little brief story, is basically Patreon decided to put up a billboard in Times Square, and they chose 7 creators from their platform, Patreon, to be on this billboard.
And we're one of
we
them.
We did not even know that this was a thing. We just got an email that was like, hey, we'd love for you guys to be on the billboard. And we're like, we hadn't even launched our Patreon at that time.
I know.
So we're like, what do you mean?
It's like, are you sure? Did you send the wrong person the right email?
It's just absolutely insane. Apparently, they just kind of, like, the person who was pitching it just believed in us and thought that our Patreon was going to do great and just was like, they belong on that billboard, I guess. And guys, we're on there. It's happening. It actually just happened probably like 30 minutes ago. I'm like, can someone walk by it and send a picture, please? I need to cry.
I know. I'm like looking at my tags. Like, can someone please hurry up? Girlies, what are you doing? Why aren't you walking through Times Square?
I told my dad, he is so confused. Like, he has no idea why anybody would be on a billboard. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, did you pay for that? I'm like, no. We're just so grateful. Like, seriously, it's the coolest thing ever. And even funner surprise, we are going to visit together. We're going to be reunited once again in a few weeks to go see the billboard ourselves, take a picture with it. We're so excited.
Not even a few weeks, like a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's really soon. I think it's like next weekend. I don't even know, but it's coming up.
Yeah, and we're like bringing our families.
Literally.
Well, Jessie's bringing her family. I'm bringing my mom.
But everybody's going that can go. And it's just going to be an amazing time. Like, New York holds a special place in my heart. I have very fond memories of visiting New York as a child. My grandma, you know, was there for many years of her life. And I'm so grateful. I can't believe they wanted little old us on the billboard. Thank you guys. Just everybody who watches the show, everybody that subscribed to the Patreon, everybody that has anything to do with how far we've come. Like, what the fuck is happening? If you would have told us sitting down for our first episode to talk about family vloggers or whatever the fuck we talked about, we would have like thrown up on the spot. This is just unimaginable.
And now I'm like, Mom, hey, flying you out to New York to go see me on a billboard.
Very cash. No, what is it that we said the other day? Like, we thought we peaked already. Like, we did this already.
Oh, yeah, no,
right?
I was definitely not expecting any kind of, like, career resurgence. We were just, like, expecting,
like a
nice
slow
little
death.
Podcast so I could pay the rent and I could buy food.
Honestly, I expected as a content creator that it was just, like, a nice, like, hopefully not too steep, but, like, a nice downhill. Like, it was just, like, that was it. Like, I did what I needed to do. We were friends
like
with celebrities. We
plateau.
Lived in LA. Like, we did the whole thing.
Yes.
And that's it. Now we just like slide on down into retirement and until we die. But then this happened. And then we did the podcast because we were like, oh, okay, this makes sense. But we didn't expect it to be like this. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
And
I can't
I feel
say
like,
words.
No, but also like even with like Clever, I feel like is when I got to do so many cool things that are like not real life that I look back and I'm like, excuse me, who let us do that? I mean, like, the company wasn't as helpful with like actually making the shows, but like they would arrange for cool opportunities.
Yeah.
And then I feel like when you're doing it on your own, like those opportunities are more few and far between. And this, I guess, is because of Patreon, but like it's weird to get something so crazy like on our own that feels
yeah.
like.
Yeah. And I mean, when the fuck else are we ever going to be on a billboard? That's incredible. I'm just like, I'm amazed.
Never, never.
Amazed.
In Times Square.
Yeah. We're like right by the Wicked billboard, I think. It's just everything is crazy. And I don't know what life is, but thank you.
We're
guys.
Right above all of Garden.
That seems full circle. I don't think we've ever talked about Olive Garden, but I do love their breadsticks.
I do love any kind of Italian food. So
period.
I'm actually really excited to get Italian food in New York.
But anyway, just wanted to share the news with you guys. We're so excited and thank you for just
and
being
say
here.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. This is incredible. And I don't really believe it's real. I need to see it because I'm scared.
Nope,
and I'm
nope,
like,
it's fake.
Is it really going up? Are we being pranked in a very elaborate way? Because I will cry.
Like, it's not April 1st, but this is a little weird, guys. I don't know.
Anyway, cheers to our billboard, girly pop.
Cheers.
This is amazing. Okay, now to talk about the most depressing shit ever.
It's depressing?
It's not depressing. Actually, it is kind of depressing.
Great.
It's
cool.
Polarizing. It's upsetting, it's confusing, it's nuanced, it's a lot, but it's arguably like the biggest thing being talked about on TikTok right now. So we have to cover it and hopefully okay. we do it justice. All right. Do you want me to just dive in?
Yeah.
I'm scared. Okay. Resilient Jenkins. I'm assuming you haven't heard the name.
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, the Resilient Jenkins is a family made up of two adults, a man, a woman, and four kids with another on the way. So the woman is pregnant. And great. They all live cool. in a one-bedroom apartment. Okay.
Sounds cramped.
The parents sleep in the bedroom and the children sleep on mats in the living room. And the reason they actually went viral is because they posted some variation of that. We'll watch the exact video that made them go viral. But the mom posts on their TikTok a lot and shows kind of their life and how they do different things. And she's been posting for years at this point. And people had an issue with the living conditions. They had an issue with her having another child in those living conditions and wanting to have many yeah. more, seemingly. And it became this giant conversation. But it has evolved because they have done a lot more TikToks. They have talked a lot more. They've gone live, which is never a good idea. And just a lot more of their character and facts about them and things and people from their life have come forward where you're just like, okay, this is a more of a troubling conversation because I think a lot of people were taking it as like, oh, you're just shaming a poor family. Like they're just poor. So like you can't have more kids if you're poor. To which a lot of people were like, no, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
That was what a lot of people were saying, which other people were like, they don't agree with that. If they're loved and they're clothed and they're whatever, they're like, they're cared for in a way that a lot of kids aren't cared for, arguably. I don't know
that
if I agree with that. I think there's a lot to talk about.
Quality of life feels like kind of an important thing to consider when you're going to have kids. But.
Exactly. I agree. But let's watch some TikToks. We'll dive into it. I think that our opinions are going to evolve and just... we're going to have a lot of them. So anyway, her name is Steph and his name is Drew. And one kid is from his previous marriage and two okay. are from her previous relationship. So they have one kid together and then she's pregnant with his second child together. How many kids?
I think I lost count. Hold on.
That would be five.
Okay, period five.
Let's watch her describe some background on their family first.
Let's make some breakfast for my Brady Bunch. I started by washing and chopping a bunch of potatoes for some hash browns. Now I'll give you a little backstory to the Brady Bunch comment. We are a blended family of six. Drew and I got together almost 3 years ago now. And at that point, I had my two daughters and he had his one son. We combined our family and within the first year and a half, we had our first son together. And we are now 14 weeks pregnant with our second baby together. I should say third because we actually lost our first. Now, this was my first time working with Spam, so Drew had to help me with the can. But I gotta say, this was mad satisfying to catch. We don't buy Spam that often, but when we do buy it, we buy the one that's less sodium, which I can't even imagine having the one that's full sodium.
I don't think that part's that important.
Yeah, I was gonna say, she's mixing levels of importance here in this video.
She does that a lot. Okay, so you get it. They got together once they had kids and they became a blended family. Some people have pointed out, I don't know how important it is to point out, but she's white and he's black. Okay, so they do have, I believe her daughters are white and then his son is black. And then now okay. they have mixed children. And people have pointed out a way of like her way of speaking changes sometimes, you could say.
Oh.
Right now, she was in very okay. much like, this is what happened. And then sometimes she goes full interesting,
not
perhaps.
White.
AAVE venturing off into that, you know? So people have an right. issue with that as well. I don't think that's the main issue here. At least like personally what I've seen, I think the main issue is the kids and the condition that they're living in. So Hey guys, sorry to come in so early, but we have learned a lot about the resilient Jenkins in the past few days, and most of it was against our will. But also, we must share it with you because it is pretty important to know. I was pretty flabbergasted when I saw this, but there's a TikTok user by the name of Miss Razzle Dazzle that showed up on my For You page, and she pointed out something extremely troubling.
Stop following the resilient Jenkins, okay? And there's a couple reasons for this, and it's not just the whole living situation. First of all, racism, okay? She posts a lot of things like this. Point of view, you're pregnant with superior genetics that fight through terrain of macaco, and more so, you don't let fear hold you back from doing normal tasks. Let's go to the description of this page. The hashtags are superior genetics, African baby, strong baby, pregnancy. She talks about her hubby's African genetics and how they're superior. And honestly, this is giving Black people or African people don't feel pain as much because of their genetics. Or, ooh, let's breed these ignorant wild people are enslaved, okay? This type of messages are not okay. Then she talks about her baby, her son, or her stepson's baby mama. To the baby mama that brought my son into the world, I thank you for bringing him into the world, but I will never forgive you for chugging while my little man was just trying to develop in the womb. I thank Jesus as daddy's genes protected him from more damage. Again, the superior gene crap, as well as bringing the baby's mama, as well as this child information to the internet.
And this is obviously troubling for many reasons, but even more so than her just being super weird and fetishizing her husband and him being Black, it just really bothers me that she is doing the same to his child from a previous relationship. I just hope that he doesn't grow up with any weird concepts about his own identity and stuff just because his mom seemingly fetishizes his race. It's all weird and a little bit ominous. And then when you mix that in with what we just mentioned, which is the fact that she does change her accent depending on different situations, it's just a lot and weird and worth pointing out. But anyway, that's just one of the facts that we found out in the last few days. And as you can tell, this episode is going to be a lot. So this video that I'm going to show you is the video that went viral, and it just started the snowball effect.
As you can read in the caption above, we're a family of 6 going on 7 living in a one-bedroom apartment. As the kids grow older, that means we constantly have to adapt our environment to give them more means for privacy and extra space. When outside our environment appears cluttered, disorganized, what have you. But quite frankly, after making do for nearly 3 years now, I have nothing but a grateful spirit for the roof over our head. Generally, the instant judgment me and my husband receive, why have so many kids if you don't have enough space for them? See, my perception is judgment comes from a place of not having the experience. When you've experienced enough, you generally don't judge people. I can tell you after everything I've been through in the past 3 years, there's very little I have to judge people. I would be lying if I said there wasn't a point in my life that I was so naive that I might have judged a poor person based off their appearance. And like I said, I have learned a lot. I generally look like I'm roughing it, but that's because our kids come first. I do everything I can to keep our environment clean and tidy. When it comes down to it, I could shove everything my kids have in one bedroom of some of these houses I see, and it would really look like nothing. We try to teach our kids to take care of what they have, be grateful for what we have. We keep praying and pushing for the growth that we want. Appreciate y'all watching.
So in that video, although I think that this had been information that maybe her followers knew before this, but what most people noticed was your kids are all in the living room, and some of them sleep on, like, instead of like beds, like toddler beds, it's just the foam mattress. Like, you know, when you slept at my house and I have that like foam topper, they sleep on just that on the floor. They also sleep in the living room. Again, her and her husband, from what I understand, it's just her and her husband in the other room. Maybe the youngest sleeps there, like the toddler, but I don't even think so. I think that the rest of the kids all sleep outside in the living room by the kitchen, which allegedly would be by knives, question mark, and also by a stove. There's many issues people had with that. They saw this and they were like, so you're telling me you and your husband take the fucking bedroom, close it at night. A lot of people were pointing out as well, like, still like having sex to have more children. You know what I mean? And it's like, maybe that's why you want the bedroom. But like, how can you put your kids in the living room? There's a lot of people who live in similar circumstances and who have struggled and have put their children before themselves, which is like, let me give them as much privacy. If you have to sleep in the living room with a couple of kids and then some of the kids, maybe the older kids, get a bedroom, like, do what you need to do. But then also simultaneously bringing more kids into the situation was really rubbing people the wrong way. So people started digging, you could say. And her past is super fucking troubling.
Oh God.
Just look at this. I don't even know how to preface it, to be honest. This is her pregnant and she's like dancing to the baby mama song, if you've ever heard it on TikTok. Uh-huh. And it says, help a girl out. My hubby said if we can flip our financial position, this doesn't have to be our last baby, and I'm really not ready to stop having babies yet.
What is flipping one's financial position?
She wants to go viral. She's said it a million times and has said it on lives. She said it on TikToks that we'll see now, where she's literally like, my goal was to go viral. I knew that would come with hate. Don't care. We knew what was going to happen, and that's what we wanted.
Hey, y'all, your girl did it again in another viral video, but woo, these days people love to be hating. And honestly, I only have one thing to say to those people. Y'all are entitled to your opinion, and there's a key word in that phrase. I really feel like people just don't even think before they make some of these comments, because I think, quite honestly, a lot before I do anything. My husband and myself thoroughly thought through how much hate we were going to receive for posting and being honest about our living situation.
Well, it's also a little worrisome because, like, even us as, like, two creators that have been doing this for over a decade know that it's very much like it's a full-time job and you have to do it constantly. So it's like going viral once isn't going to suddenly fix all of their problems. She's going to have to keep making content that people want to see. And that's also going to mean exploiting your children in the process.
That part. So it's hard to judge someone's living situation. My instinct is to judge the fact that she is having more kids. And I know that may not be fair. And I know that that may not be right.
I would argue it's less fair for the kids, though.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I think that quality of life does matter. And unfortunately, the reality of our world is that money is what gives you comfort in life. Because that is what our entire fucking world revolves around. And it's bullshit and it sucks. But it's the truth. I mean, like, if you're struggling financially, the bodily stress that it actually gives you is insane. Like, the financial stress, I always say, is like a different bracket of stress. Like, it feels like...
Yeah.
Full body anxiety. I'm going to throw up. It's all I could think about. I can't sleep because it's that important.
And it feels like paralyzing because it's like anything you want to do to fix one thing, you need money to like fix another. It's just everything relies on it.
Exactly. People started again, tuning in, looking into old videos, trying to see like, okay, you're in this situation. What is your husband, or I don't know if they're married, but what is he doing for your situation? Because obviously she's a stay-at-home mom who wants to go viral. That's like her thing.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. What is he doing? How is he to better your situation? He's self-employed.
That's an interesting
way to put it. I don't mean to laugh at that. It's just like, okay.
What does that mean? Doing what? One, especially then like insurance and stuff like that too. Like that's when you get a job that can help your situation more.
Well, we'll see in a live that he says he doesn't want a W-2 job.
Oh, that's got it.
That's not what he wants. We later find out why. But anyway, let's just go in order.
Boy, am I ever so happy to say this is part 9, the final round. I can't believe this video has taken me 3 days to edit. I guess I should say this video series. I mean, just about in time for us to turn around and record the process all over again. After we do a reset like this, we're able to keep it pretty neat for a good week or so. But I mean, look, even as dad is literally on the floor cleaning, children are walking in and out with them dirty feet. The traffic in this home is inevitable. There's 6 of us in a 1-bedroom. Drew and I really do our best to keep on top of it. It's definitely been a lot easier since we've switched to self-employment and he's home more to help. Once he starts cleaning, he can't stop. He enjoys the process too much. And as you can see, he's very detailed about it.
I'm glad that he's detail-oriented about cleaning, but what does he do for work?
Okay, God, this is so tough because I understand working fucking sucks. I have had shitty jobs. I mean, I have very close family to me that have very shitty jobs, and it's just, it sucks. Like, people are just like, well, we gotta go get a shitty job so we can afford life. But when you have children, there is no other option. You do whatever the fuck you need to do. And Nassim has said it a million times. He's like, if we were in a pickle that we would not be able to afford something for the kids, he would be like working overnight shifts on fucking Uber or something. Like, he would be doing something immediately. There's just no option to kind of just be like, well, you know, let's see how this works. And when you wonder what self-employment means, I thought like
I do.
DoorDash or something like that. He says he doesn't want to do DoorDash because that's also similar to a W-2.
And also she said that his self-employment allows him to be home. So I wouldn't even thought that because DoorDash, they're out and about going places.
True, yes. But he likes to clean. That kind of like lax attitude is, I think, what really rubbed people the wrong way. People saw that and they were like, dude, what do you mean? Your kids are in a living room. That's not okay. In the beginning here, he talks a little bit more about a job that he once had, no longer does. This is all from like a live stream. They've been doing them a lot since they've gone viral, and they shouldn't. They really shouldn't. The more they talk, the more I'm like, stop it. No, thank you.
First, I don't DoorDash, but HVAC, I was only getting paid $22 after a whole year and doing the most. TriMet is also a good idea.
He was literally doing the most work there.
Why don't I DoorDash? DoorDash is like having a W-2.
It's
really riveting live. I don't know what DoorDash pays or if it's not a good deal that they're getting, but even when I was leaving your house and going to the airport, I was talking to my Uber driver and he said that he literally quit being like a delivery. He was like a UPS, Amazon, like different services, but he drove a truck and did deliveries. And he said that he quit because he found out that you can make a shit ton more on Uber.
I do think that DoorDash has its issues. I think that all of them have their issues in which, like, I think your main income is tips and stuff like that.
It depends on where you're, what area you're in and how much of a demand there is, for sure.
But I would think that anything being a stable income, even if it's like the HVAC thing, if you're working for a reliable company and, like you mentioned, you get insurance for all of your children, that does seem worth it to me versus
like there's different trade-offs that you might not necessarily be making the same amount of money or have the same flexibility, but then you're getting stuff that you wouldn't be getting otherwise.
Exactly. One of the big things is in that live stream, he does say that he wants at least $30 an hour. I'm the wrong person to talk to about this because I'm like, everybody should get $30 an hour. I'm like, that seems
I was going to say, sucks that that's even a thing that you should be like, ooh, take it and like be glad. But it's
for
like,
less. Like, yeah, I get
but
it.
But like, at the same time, it's like that doesn't, you can't afford to have four kids on $30 an hour.
Their circumstance, like living in a one bedroom. And I think a big thing that people got upset at is like they did kind of like a day in the life TikTok, and in it you could see that he had a PS5, and that pissed people off a lot because they were like, so your kids sleep on foam, which, by the way, she says they don't sleep on foam on a floor because she just wants to be cruel, supposedly. It's because they broke their beds and she wanted to basically like teach them the value of it. So she was
okay,
like,
fucking Jody and
that is
Ruby.
So funny that you bring that up because look at this.
Didn't they make him sleep on a beanbag for like a year?
I think so, yeah.
Bro, how do you see these two faces and follow them on social media and not think crazy? How did they ever have a consistent following? What were you all sucking up, huh?
An interesting take. I mean, not an interesting take, I agree, but like, interesting take coming from you.
You mean someone that exploits her own family for money?
And apparently takes away, like, teaches them a lesson with like potentially harmful living situations.
I had a friend actually in high school though, who lived in the living room, but she was like a full blown adult. And even her, like she had a little room divider thing. You know what I mean? People need their privacy. Children need their privacy. Imagine being a child of yours, being in the living room, not having any privacy, and then your mom is like begging the internet to help her have more children by supporting her exploitation of you.
Yeah,
it's just a mind fuck. You just start thinking like, what the fuck are you talking about? Anyway, someone did a very helpful deep dive that allegedly a researcher has confirmed all of this. We'll triple check before we post this, but they like kind of like rapid fired everything that people found out about them, which I feel like is helpful because it is confusing and they've been posting for a hot minute. So anyway, here it is.
So I did a deep dive on the Jenkins family, the family that you all are telling me not to judge and coming for my neck in the comments about.
Peep her Dr. Pepper Halloween shirt. But also, I have to say that I have never been more shocked by a comment section than anybody that kind of calls these people out. It is a lot of people being like, stop judging, mind your own business. You just hate poor people. Who are you to say
that's
like they look
it,
happy
though.
And healthy? Which, by the way, some lady, some Hispanic lady, actually, I don't remember her name, but I've seen her in so many TikToks. I can see her face vividly in my brain, but I don't know her name. She said, you know, you can tell they're loved, they're fine, CPS does not need to be called, their hair is brushed, they're loved. And I'm like, hair is brushed? That's like, you have to do that. Like, what are you talking about? That's not like some miracle. I feel like people are giving them an out and just like, okay, well, you love your kids. And it's like, yeah, but unfortunately, in this world, love is not the only thing it takes to raise a child.
When also, how old are these kids now?
Their youngest, the one that they have together, is a toddler. So I would say around 2. Her daughters, I think, are older than his son. But they're all under like 10 years old. All of them.
It's only going to get worse as they get older and bigger and like need more room and want more room and have more, like they're going to grow resentful and like.
Yeah, I think that they may be in their head, and it sounds like it, seem like they have a lot of, I don't know, confidence somehow that they're going to make money and they're going to do X, Y, and Z.
But that's what's crazy because like she's just begging.
She is.
And like she's, the content she's offering is just telling people that they're struggling, but also simultaneously saying like that they're okay.
Yeah. And also just at this point being kind of snarky about it. Like I think she started a TikTok I think it was this morning. She was like, welcome to like the most hated family on TikTok. And I'm like, you're putting your kids in that. And I always had a bone to pick with people like Ruby and Jody or even the Ace family, where you're such a hated family for whatever reason, and you are subjecting your children to that hate. And as they grow older, they will still be subjected to that.
And now she's like, it sounds like they're leaning into that to try and get more followers. And it's like, I just think it's crazy that people think that going viral is some like quick fix that's gonna just like, everything's better now. Like, we're gonna be rich. Right. That's not sustainable. And especially if you're leaning into being the most hated, then literally, as you said, you're just subjecting your kids to stuff. It's like, we want to make their lives better, so we need more money. But to do that, we're going to make their lives worse.
And also, you shouldn't have to use your children to get out of any sort of financial situation. Family vlogging at this point is known to be harmful. Like, I feel like you can't claim ignorance with that anymore. And so saying, because she said this, she literally said, I understood how much hate we were going to get. And we're very intentional. And me and my husband spoke about this and both decided that we were basically okay with the amount of hate that we would get. Your kids didn't get to decide that.
But she seems to think that the hate isn't coming from putting their kids online. It's putting their family online in their conditions. Like, yes, people are upset about that, but that's not the only problem here.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to say that if you're poor, you don't deserve to have a child or anything like that. First of all, and this is coming from someone who's a parent, okay? I'm a parent of two. I think it's too many kids. I think that once you pass four, I don't think you have enough energy, time, anything to be able to commit to those children.
Well, then when you subtract then having the means to be able to care for them and like keep up everything, it's just going to get worse.
What is their life every day? What do you possibly have to be able to give them? And fuck the money, even if we want to put that to the side. What energy and time do you have to be able to equally distribute it amongst 4, 5, 6 children? It's impossible.
Well, and like, even if you say don't fuck the money, like the money is what you need to be able to then get help to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But no, also it's true. Like, yeah. Not her saying that it was taking her like 3 days to edit a video of her like cleaning the dining room.
No. I thought the same thing. I was like, girl,
wrong job. Like, are you kidding?
What are you editing with? It seems like,
yeah, it's like literally, and it was like a time lapse of her husband cleaning. And I'm like, oh my God, like this is not the dream career you think it is, I don't think. Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Pretty Litter.
Pretty Litter is my favorite litter that I've ever used for my cat. I've said it a million times, but I used it far before they were a sponsor, and I was so excited when they became a sponsor because I can't say enough good things about Pretty Litter. My house doesn't stink anymore. If you ever used the alternative litters, a lot of times you can smell that cat pee from a mile away. I don't have that issue anymore.
It is really cool because it's like these clear crystals, and when the cat pees in it, then it changes a certain color if they have certain health issues, which is just, I mean, science has really advanced.
And it's a non-clumping formula that's ultra absorbent, lightweight, low dust, so they don't track it all throughout your house. And 1 6-pound bag can work for an entire month, so you don't have to replace it even nearly as often as the alternative litters. So if you guys want to try out Pretty Litter for yourself, you can head over to prettylitter.com/GWKT to save 20% on your first order and a free cat toy, which I did get. I finally got my cat toy. Period.
Again, if you guys want to try Pretty Litter, go to prettylitter.com/DWKT and you'll save 20% on your first order and you get a free cat toy.
Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Thank you so much to Pretty Litter for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. One of the sentiments, or I guess criticisms, that I saw that I really agreed with was someone saying, I don't have an issue with the fact that you're poor and you have 4 children. That's not my issue with you. My main issue with you, and this was at the time because they didn't update and they were like, actually, I have more issues. But they were just like, my main issue with you is your distribution of the resources you have available. You have a PS5.
Including their time.
Yeah, absolutely. They could be doing a lot more productive things. Both of them can. If all you have is a 1-bedroom apartment, the distribution of the resources you have available are you two being closed in a bedroom and your kids being outside. That doesn't make any fucking sense. It would literally keep me up at night to know that my children could just turn on a stove and just like start fucking melting shit or themselves or something. I don't fucking know. Or grab a knife. Kids are curious and it is normal for them to be curious. And that's why you gotta be on their ass. And you can't be on their ass if you're in your enclosed room having sex with your husband or like just trying to relax or sleeping or whatever the fuck.
I mean, like in a completely different scenario, obviously it's not the same. I get having pets and kids, but it's like if you had a 1-bedroom apartment, you wouldn't get 5 golden retrievers. Like,
dude, no, seriously.
It doesn't make sense.
It is that simple though. It is that simple to understand. I wouldn't want to live in a one bedroom. And I understand it's not about wanting, it's a need for them. I do get that. Well, also, yeah. I'm just like, where do you live? Is there any other option to have something better? That's, because that's I don't know that they're the wisest with their decisions financially, or like,
well, I mean, judging things. By the PS5, probably not.
And I hate it because it's like, what are you going to do? Not have any joys just because you're poor? And it's like, no.
Have cheaper ones.
But it's your, but it's also your kids. I would sell my Xbox in a heartbeat if it meant my kids had something better.
Well, and how many hours does he spend gaming on the PS5? Like, gaming isn't usually something you do for like 10 minutes a day. Like, I get, yeah, you need joys and stuff, but it's like, if you have four kids sleeping in your living room and you're trying to have another one, then I don't know. Call me crazy. Don't think gaming is the hobby for you.
I know. There's a lot that it sucks. And I fucking hate it because it's like, it does suck that being financially free or having a financial advantage in any sort of way, it does make your life easier and allow you to have things that you can relax. You can have, you know what? It doesn't make sense that people that are financially struggling are also the ones that can't enjoy any sort of fucking downtime, because it's like, well, you got to sell your fucking PS5 because your kids need to eat. And I get it. It all sucks. The system sucks. Fuck the system. Let's burn it down. But it does hurt my heart because that is the system that all of us live in, as unfortunate as it is. And those kids and that family also exist in that system. And so it's not to shame them because they don't have the money. It's just like, I know myself, and in any sort of situation where it's been me or the kids, it's the kids, like always.
Well, that's first. It's frustrating, I think, on top of all of it, to then watch them try and like, quote unquote, take the easy way out. You can ask people for help. That's not necessarily the problem. It's that you're like acting like it's their responsibility to fix your life.
Exactly.
To get you to a point that you don't have then people hating on you for showing the it's just like this whole vicious cycle that it's like, you're not going about things in a very smart way. And it seems like you're just kind of wanting other people to do the hard work for you. And that's not saying that they don't work hard on just like raising four kids. I couldn't, but like, it's just insane.
It's the form in which they're doing it and then expecting it and then almost like being catty about it and just being like, haha, we're the most hated family. Stop. Like, just stop. It's too much. Anyway, okay, I'll continue with the deep dive.
I'm going to tag them right here so you can go do some research of your own. But I did a deep dive back to 2022. Let me tell you some things that I found. And these are things that she willingly posted on the internet.
Jesus.
Just, she posted, came out of her mouth. One, her kids have been sleeping on the floor since 2022. That's 2 years. 2 years her kids have been sleeping on the floor while her and her man sleep in a bedroom on a bed with a PS5 and a big ass flat screen on the wall. Two, she has two cats. At one point,
there's two cats
and fleas.
I forgot about the cats. There's two cats.
Also, of all animals, like, dogs are a lot, but like, cats smell. Unless you use pretty litter.
They do. And one of the cats, this is alleged, I've seen it. It does look smaller than the other one. Seems to be a kitten. So like a new addition. Great. The thing with the fucking baby, the thing with the having too many cats, why does it have to be right now? Maybe wait a little bit until your situation improves a little bit more. Get a two bedroom.
Until your financial position flips.
If there's anything I've learned about babies is that, number one, not everybody needs to have them. But number two, what's the rush? Like, why do you need to have more? Number one, I think that when people want more kids, it's like, okay, well, why? Let's talk about it. Let's sit on it. Let's think. Like, what is the real reason you want to have five children?
A lot of the time, not always, I'm sure there's exceptions, but a lot of the time it does seem to come from like weird, selfish places where it's like they're trying to fill a void or something. And it's like,
yeah,
okay, but have you thought about how the life of that person that you're using as a void filler is going to be? Because it doesn't seem like you are.
I genuinely think she may, and this is alleged and totally my speculation, I think she may, because have you seen those like Dr. Phil episodes where they're addicted to being pregnant or addicted to like having babies?
No, but I'm not shocked they exist.
A lot of women are addicted to the feeling of being pregnant or the feeling of like having a baby. Once they grow old, it's like, who are you? Go away. It's like, what are you doing here?
It like gives them some kind of weird temporary like fulfillment where it's like,
now with pregnancy, you get a lot of attention. You get a lot of compliments and stuff like that. It could have something to do with that. Babies are really cute. They can't move, which is great. They are needy in their own way, but not as needy as a toddler who like says full sentences and is telling you to go fuck yourself, basically. You know, so I just think she may have something of that sort.
I just don't understand. Like, it's not like it isn't making it hard for everyone. Like, you have to make sacrifices too. So like, I don't, well, I mean,
You would think. There doesn't seem to be a lot of thought into it. It is the only way that I can like put it. It just
seems like a really impulsive decision.
Yeah, an impulsive ass decision that affects so many lives. But anyway, continuing on with the deep dive.
She could not afford to treat the animal and take care of it properly. Again, a video she made herself and posted. She also posted that they've had lice in the house in a never-ending cycle.
Oh my God.
That is true. I've seen the photo of her. We'll put it up here. But yeah, she's like there and she's just basically saying, this is what it looks like when you have lice in a never-ending cycle. And it's like,
oh my God.
Yikes. I mean, I understand lice can happen to anybody. I've never gotten it. Have you gotten it?
No.
Never in your life?
But I remember they used to do like lice checks at school.
What? Like they would just like look like a little monkey?
Literally. Oh, now my head's all itchy just thinking about it.
Right? I know. So having lice in a never-ending cycle seems stressful. Seems maybe like get that under control before you have another kid. I don't know. Just thoughts.
Literally made it sound like the lice was back to back to back. Having never-ending lice is nasty. Next, she made a video somewhere along the way saying that their clothes were moldy. I'm sorry, what? How do you have moldy clothes if you're keeping up on the laundry and providing this safe, clean environment?
What are you, Alex Earl? Like, I've never heard of moldy clothes. Like, what do you just throw up on a dress and put it in the back of your closet? Like, that seems wild.
I don't even think that that was moldy.
That was just yucky.
Just vomit covered. But no, that's... Because that's her whole thing, like an argument, it seems like, for people commenting on their situation. It's like, well, I keep things clean and tidy and I keep things in order. Like, then there wouldn't be moldy clothes.
Yeah. And even I feel like we kind of skipped over that part. But even her mentioning the cat thing that had a rash and had fleas, right? That's kind of a perfect, I don't know, like it represents the situation a little bit. Because there are so many cats that need to be adopted, but like they need to be adopted into homes that can care for them if they need to be cared for medically, which can be crazy fucking expensive. My dog had cancer. He had his front right leg amputated, and that was expensive as fuck. And guess what? You don't get a lot of time with those things. It's like they have cancer. They need it surgically removed right now. And you just have to like dish out thousands of dollars. Do I think that if you can't dish out $5,000 for a surgery, you're a horrible pet owner? No, I don't. I know a lot of people who are like, what the fuck? I didn't expect that. I expected to need to just buy it food and stuff.
Well, and for most people, that isn't necessarily the case that you're going to need to shell out $5,000 a year for your pet. But like,
no, but a rash and fleas, that's not even a surgery. That's like a visit.
Yeah, I was like, that's something you can get treated usually early and then it would like go away. Or at least it should go away, unless possibly, this is a theory, this is alleged. I'm not saying that this is absolutely true. This is my personal hypothesis after a video I came across. There might be a reason the cat has a rash and a reason that the rash isn't going away. What am I referring to? Let's just watch this video they posted really quick.
It's about time these nasty cat boxes get another reset. Ever since we found out I was pregnant this time around, Babe has taken over the cat boxes completely, which I'm ever so grateful for. I mean, because let's be real, who the heck decided that cats should change? Like, what gave them the right? Cats be so entitled, having us clean up their shit. Honestly, running the house like it's their own. We love our fur babies, but cleaning up after the nasty asses? Possibly one day we'll have the luxury of having one of them automatic cat boxes. That would be awesome. Now let's get back to the video. Drew does this deep clean reset on the cat boxes about every 2 weeks. He makes sure to sanitize all the wall around the cat boxes because, like I said, these nasty ass cats be getting shit everywhere. And then he does his best to get all the litter out of the carpet. We tried one of them rugs in front of the cat boxes. That did nothing for us.
So, first of all, the cleaning process going on here is wild. I'm like, tell me you've never had a cat before without telling me you've never had a cat before. Like, you don't need to fully dump the litter box out every time you clean it. First of all, that's expensive because you would be buying a lot of litter. But also, like, it's getting every... Oh my God, it's so dirt. This is not how you do it. Also, she talks about how he's, like, sanitizing the walls and stuff. The cats aren't shitting on the walls. An important part here, though, is how they handle the smell. She says that they put baking soda, which I didn't even look that up, but they put baking soda and essential oils in the litter boxes for these cats.
We've been using both baking soda and essential oils to help with the smell in the cat boxes, and that definitely has been helping. And generally, the cat boxes are cleaned out at least twice a day, sometimes more, depending on just how rancid that smell is. We gotta take in this clean moment for a second, because you know there's a cat right behind us thinking, oh, I'm about to fuck this thing.
You might be like, okay, Lily, cool. Essential oils, that might work. First of all, no, you can't mask cat piss. Like, just gonna make it smell like essential oils and cat piss. And also, guess what? Most essential oils are toxic to animals. Specifically, by the way, this has nothing to do with the sponsor. I just saw this on their website because it happened to pop up when I was Googling and it felt like a good tie-in. It says that it used to be common to treat certain kitty ailments like respiratory problems and ear mite infestations with essential oils. However, over time, studies have shown compelling evidence that many essential oils are toxic to cats, whether inhaled, taken orally, or applied to their skin. Just want to remind you that they're not using like diffusers and stuff. They are full on putting this essential oil in the litter box. So not only is this going on the cat's skin, but they are inhaling it because they're in fucking litter boxes. In fact, exposure to some essential oils can cause liver failure, respiratory problems, or even fatality in the worst cases. Shall we go over the ones that are toxic to cats? Because the top of the list is citrus oil. Let's check the video. What's this? Well, it's a little blurry, but don't worry. You can do a reverse image search and it makes it pretty clear that it's orange. I'm pretty sure it says sweet orange, but it doesn't really matter because orange in general, guess what? It's a citrus. So probably shouldn't be using it. And you probably shouldn't be putting it in the fucking litter box and then be surprised when your cat has rashes or is sick. And the fact that they shared this as if it's like, oh my God, look at our little cleaning hack. First of all, you're fucking awful at cleaning litter boxes. Second of all, you're poisoning your pets. They really shouldn't have to begin with because you clearly don't know how to have a pet or have the space for them. Anyway, that's it for now. There will be more updates, I'm sure.
Absolutely. So like, I don't understand that. And that is kind of a representative for the whole family because he is not a W-2 employee and he doesn't have health insurance for any of his kids. God for fucking bid something happens. There is no plan. There is no action. Everybody's fucked.
She'd be begging and asking for sympathy on TikTok.
Oh no, 100%. Yeah. And she would probably do a GoFundMe or something, which I'm not saying people shouldn't help if they can't. I don't know. I don't know where I stand with any of it. It's very, very hard for me because I don't think that poor people just like, oh, it's like, well, fuck you for being poor. Like, I don't want it to come off like that. But it's just so difficult when you bring children into it.
And it's the attitude and the like entire kind of
the vibe. The just, whole vibe.
Yeah.
Safe, clean environment that you all are telling me that she's giving these kids. So her kids have been sleeping on the floor for 2 years. They've had lice. They've had fleas. The animals have had rashes that couldn't be treated, and they've had moldy clothes. And you're telling me that this is a safe and clean environment for those kids. You're telling me, those of us that are speaking out saying, this situation's not right, that we're in the wrong. I'm sorry, but I will die on this hill. That situation is not healthy or safe.
Again, put my son by a stove. Or my daughter by a stove sleeping out there. They get bored. They start wandering. I don't think it's safe. She had this video where it was a bedroom reset to help reset hubby's day. And it has a caption on screen that says, I'd give my left ovary to give this man a life without so much struggle. What about your kids?
You though? Because it seems like you want another kid.
Oh my God. I'm going to show you a TikTok that I favorited that it is part of that live stream, but it just shows more of their energy that it's like, Jesus.
Say thank you. That's like, just like the police. Roll down your window.
We literally just said thank you. I've said thank you to every one of them. I just don't think your ears have been open. I've said thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Like, every time. Thank you, Mackenzie. Did you hear me that time?
Did you hear what she said?
She's basically like being sassy about people saying like,
thank you, Mackenzie. You. Did you hear that? By the way, our researcher just confirmed with me because I was like, wait, what does he do for a living? She said, unconfirmed. He said on a live that he doesn't do DoorDash, but wife says he leaves for 17 hours a day doing gigs.
What the fuck does that mean?
If you know what a gig is, like when you're a gig worker, you're just a freelancer. So like you could be doing anything. You could be an Uber or...
Which is good because you can fill in hours that you might not be working a normal job too. Like, yeah, he should be doing as much as he can, but that...
But how is he now self-employed at home more? Like that doesn't make sense either.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, I feel like they're just kind of hoping that they become a family channel. Like I feel like they just want this to work out.
That's why I have the problem with it. It's because they seem to be really relying on that and thinking that they just deserve to be famous for whatever reason.
And honestly, any doubt with that would have been confirmed. Like he's on the lives too, which is like, oh, he's very much in on this. Like he, and she says, he knew we were going to go viral. We knew we were going to go viral. We knew that we're going to be okay with the hate. She says, oh, I think he washes hubcaps too. Okay. Well,
definitely should have another baby.
That's the thing where it's just like, okay, Slay on, get by however you can. But what do you mean you have HVAC experience? Which, by the way, maybe he was getting $22 an hour with that company. But if you really advance and like you had the skill, HVAC is a great and thriving industry.
Well, that's the thing, though. It's like the people that sit there and are like, oh, that's not enough. And it's like, well, you have to start somewhere. Like, I get that it sucks that that isn't enough. But like literally In-N-Out pays over $22 an hour.
Right. I don't know. Yeah. What state they're in. Oh, well, actually, we do know because she tags the state and city in every single TikTok and people have literally found where they live, which is a choice.
Weird choice.
Right.
Are you asking for a CPS to come to your house?
Dude, I know. Okay. You ready for a bombshell?
Oh, God.
Here we go. The big kahuna.
The reality is she had two children. He had a son.
Oh, no.
Hi. Since we're on here speaking about the resilient Jenkins. Actually, he has more than one son. Hi, I'm the first baby mama. I'm absolutely embarrassed the fact that that's my sperm donor. I will not be posting my child on here.
Thank you, ma'am.
'Cause y'all not gonna know. But my son is almost 12.
Jesus.
Since everybody wants to kind of chime in, that man that everybody's saying they have two loving parents walked out of his son's life when he was two.
Jesus.
Okay. Hasn't seen his son since he was five. And that's because I reached out to him to come to his kindergarten graduation. And at the time, he only had one child, which was the little black boy you guys see in his videos. That's my oldest's little brother. Now, my oldest, who's at the top, because he will be 12, doesn't even know he has two other siblings. So no, they didn't meet when he had one child. He probably has more. He hasn't paid child support, but he has a PS5. I feel bad for those kids. I literally feel bad for my child's siblings.
The one that he has, she's not the mom of.
The one that he has? No, she's not the mom of. We don't know who the mom is. That was from a previous marriage, I think.
Got it.
It seems that people have thought that this may be the reason why he doesn't want a W-2 job, because his wages might be garnished.
Oh.
Yeah. That's how that works. Mm-hmm. If you don't pay child support for 12 years,
that'll do it.
It's not going to be pretty. Any money that comes into your account, you're going to need to get it out really quick. But when you have a W-2 job, it gets out before it even gets to you.
And, you know, it's going to be really hard to support a family of four, soon to be five, potentially wanting to be six. Is that correct?
That's correct.
If you're doing gigs for cash.
Gigs being undetermined.
Yeah.
He's just out lollygagging, it seems, at this point. You have to be absolutely shitting me. And the fact that people have shamed people that are saying this is not okay.
I find it so strange that they have so many people supporting them.
A lot. A ton. Because I think it's become a conversation more so of poverty and how people in poverty deserve to still have children versus what it really is, which is a family that, number one, is putting exploitation at the forefront of how they plan to make money for their family without having the consent of the kids, because the kids can't consent to that.
But only to help the situation they're already in, which is then only going to make the situation worse.
All that this situation screams to me, it doesn't matter if those kids are fed and clothed and bathed. I think they said they take weekly showers, which I will not bring up that topic because people get really sensitive. It turns out people don't bathe their kids that much, and I think that that's normal for them. And so I don't want to shame you. I just, my kids stink. I could never. But I just can't imagine what this mom felt when she saw them go viral for that. And that's your baby daddy that fucking never had any involvement since he was 2 years old.
Well, and then just the fact that they're like trying to, oh, we need more money so we can have another kid. Or maybe you need more money so you can pay for the one you already have and abandon.
Literally. Well, the thing is that everything about this family, regardless of poverty, is just like your priorities are fucked. Your kids are not your priorities. priority. You cannot say with everything we know about them that that is their priority, that their children are what they live for, which is how it should be.
Yeah.
You can't say that. And I get it that children growing up in a situation where parents can only afford so much aren't going to have all the nicest things, but they should at least, no matter what their situation is, be the forefront of that situation. And they're not there. They're not. It's obvious. I mean, besides the sleeping on the floor.
And they shouldn't be sitting around making TikToks, begging people to make them go viral so they can fix their situation. That's not a thing. Like, yes, it's nice that some people can go viral and make some money off it, but like, that's not a sustainable job. That's not a plan for the future. That's irresponsible and gross.
And it's not nice when you're going viral for your kids being there and like you're all getting hate as a family and they shouldn't be getting any, and you're tagging your city and you're tagging your state. Like, none of that is fair to them. So it's not okay that they want to go viral because it's at their children's expense. Yeah. She ended up writing in this caption, "What we're not going to do is sit up here and act like they're great parents. By the way, Andrew, I hope you attend court this month for child support."
And then she tagged them.
Which honestly, I would be calling back court in session as well. I'd be like, have you seen what they're doing?
That's the thing. I'm like, tagging the state and the city?
Like, literally everything they're doing. I'm like, have you thought anything through? Anything?
No.
I think that, again, they have a lot more support than I would even think makes sense in this situation. Because again, there's so many elements that have nothing to do with money that are fucked here. But their Amazon wish list was interesting. Would you put a compressed air duster for $60 in your cart should you be in a situation such as this?
Or smart light bulbs
for $22? Yeah. Okay, some towels. Okay, some toothbrushes for the kids. Love that. Even this, the toddler knife set, I bought that for my kids and I'm like, I get it. Like, maybe fun, but also not necessary.
Yeah, I was going to say probably some other things that could have been prioritized.
Look at the shower head. The rainfall shower. You're joking. Look, you don't need that at all.
What is that other thing?
An Adam's polish. I don't know what that is. Chemical guys. Oh, I think that's for him to clean the tires or the cars.
Oh.
Yeah. They got some clothes for the kids, which is nice.
It's very interesting and should be a huge sign to them is like the things that people are buying
are for the kids.
Are stuff that it's obvious it's for the kids. People don't want to buy you your random shit.
Yeah. Someone bought them bunk beds. So that's nice for literally $190. Football for dummies. Somebody bought that.
What the fuck?
Look, this is a 6-pack of Puma shoes, right?
Probably socks.
Oh, socks. Okay. So somebody bought him socks for $17. Like, why are you getting Puma socks? For fucking, like, go to fucking Walmart. They're so cheap. Like, that's what I even buy just because it's stupid to buy otherwise. Like, I don't think they prioritize shit. Car crevice cleaning kit. Okay, so yeah, he does some sort of car wash stuff.
Car detailing probably, and he probably asks for cash.
Yeah.
But also, like, do you not have the tools to do that already? I mean, obviously you need to get new cleaner, but like, crevice cleaning, I'm like, what?
It just, to
football
me.
Football coaching, what? I don't understand.
I don't understand any of it. I don't think that people deserve to just be like, well, suck it up because they just were born into or happened upon a situation that was unfortunate and landed them in poverty. It's fucking, I've already said it. Like, it's so stressful not having money. It fucking sucks.
But I'd also be curious to flash back to when they both met and they already had two kids and one kid. What situation were they in then?
Probably a very similar
one. Don't think it suddenly declined to be this. It was probably the same thing. And they were just like, oh, it'll get better. No, it won't. It's going to get worse because you're adding more kids to the equation.
As much as I'm trying not to be judgmental as a parent myself, you know, when you're gonna have another child, you think about that shit. Can I afford it? It's like top of mind. It's not just like, can I afford diapers? There is a lot of shit that comes after diapers. And God forbid, and this was something that I was thinking because I have a son that's autistic, I'm like, God forbid they have a special needs child that requires extensive therapy in any sort of way, that they just won't be able to do it.
That's the thing. It's not about judging them. It's just they're being so irresponsible.
They are.
And
it's
clear. Look at their situation.
Well, and it's one thing to, let's say you have a 5-bedroom house and you have 5 children or something, I don't know, 4 children, let's say. And then you fall upon hard times and you lose that house.
That's not what happened.
I do think that's different. Yeah. I think that's a different situation than being in a circumstance and saying, I want to add on to this circumstance that isn't fair to that child.
And just hoping for the best, but not doing anything to change the situation.
Being a gig worker is, I mean, we've literally technically been gig workers for a decade, right?
Absolutely.
It is not always the most stable thing.
No.
It's not always the most reliable thing. And it does get scary. like genuinely scary sometimes when you're only relying on one stream of income in that gig work, because it's like that could disappear at
any
second.
Like when they don't pay you on time, and which like, is always. It doesn't line up with when you need to pay your bills,
right?
And you can't afford things that you're like, I swear I'm getting money in a little bit, and then you have to borrow from future paychecks before you even get them. Yep. And it just gets you into a vicious cycle. Been there, done that.
It's not like, fun. It's not.
I can't fathom then wanting to add children to the scenario when you already can't adequately care for the ones you have.
Absolutely not. And then to have a child that you straight up fucking abandon, and for that mother of that child to say, I wouldn't be surprised if you had many more.
Yeah.
Because you're just irresponsible with your wiener. Like at that point, your wiener needs to be seized by the state. Like we need to fucking put it in a box.
And that's why I go back to what I said earlier. It's like, I feel like it's like also like this weird sexual thing for people where it's like, yeah, put a baby in me. And then the man feels like, I'm so much of a man, yeah, because look at what I can do. It's like not being much of a man anymore when you're abandoning your fucking kids.
Yeah, I just think that all in all, this is such an unfair situation to those children for a million reasons. Top of my list is you're exploiting the fuck out of them to make money. Not fair. We have all deemed that. Like anybody that's defending family channels in 2024 can go get fucked at this point. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? I used to share my kids online, and even like little things now, like pictures and stuff as they're getting older and their faces are forming, I don't think I want to ever do it again. I don't know. I never say never, I guess. But to revolve your entire content around like vlogging them, like you're showing them tired in the morning and you're brushing their hair and people see them and you're tagging their state and city.
And also framing the entire thing as like, that's what you need to make money.
Literally.
It's like, yeah, let's find another option.
And also look at this comment that was on TikTok. People know what elementary school they go to because she posted them wearing the shirt with the logo.
That's fucking, what that is doing? Ruby Frankie. Also fucking Adrielle.
Literally. Yeah. And then playing the victim. Like, oh, everybody hates me for no reason. Or I don't understand.
Like, oh my God, we're scared to do things. Yeah. Well, maybe you shouldn't have told everyone where your kids live. Like,
no, it's just, it's complete bullshit. And honestly, as much as I sympathize for being in a situation that sucks financially, because it does fucking suck, and I hate that the world operates the way it does, those kids don't deserve that. You are making dumb decisions.
Selfish just, decisions.
Period. You're not making smart decisions. If you have all this experience in HVAC, like people were saying, like work security or like work nights. You know what I mean? Like take care of your kids during the day if you want them, work nights. He literally was like shitting on third shift, which is night shifts. And he was just like, well, if you want to do that, you can do that. I'm not doing that. And then he also was shitting on truck drivers and saying like, I'm not going to sit on my ass basically and get fat.
Oh.
Is what his response to truck driving was. And it's just like, what do you mean? Like, that's all they do is just like shit on all their options and just be like, well, no, like we know what we're doing essentially. It's like, I don't think you fucking do. And then pretending that like you're doing something good in this situation, like her being like, oh, we're teaching our kids, like they broke their bed, we're teaching them the value of that.
No.
At what point is it like, okay, you learned your lesson, you don't need to sleep on the floor anymore?
Yeah, I was like, 2 years feels like a bit of a extreme lesson to be learning.
And I think that the ultimate thing is what you said. They both, okay, they had previous kids from a previous relationship, some kids that they just didn't bring into this relationship, but like they knew what their situation was before they started having more kids. The alarming part is the wanting to continue to do it.
Yeah.
It's one thing to fall on hard times, have to adjust, do whatever the fuck you need to do. I will never judge a single soul for that. But this is continuing to add on to the pile of shit that doesn't need to be added onto. In my opinion.
Well, and it's just that doing the same, the quote is like, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
And that's what this is. And hoping, and I think that is kind of a commentary more largely about TikTok and how people think that virality, yeah, is a sustainable source of income when it's absolutely not, especially on TikTok.
It's not the easy way out. It might get you some very temporary income. But that's not something that you're going to be able to live off for the rest of your life. Virality isn't something you should strive for if you're looking for money.
I would be surprised if it even paid like for more than a month of their life, because like,
exactly,
TikTok is a quick thing. And us learning the whole like For You page thing, that like you only get paid from the views you see from your For You page. If someone goes to their page, which is actually the only way I've seen her content, is by going to her page. So I haven't given her a single cent from any of this,
because otherwise to go viral that consistently on people's For You pages is different. Like then it doesn't even matter if you build a big audience, because that's not going to be coming up on your For You page.
No, honestly, the commentary on them is what I've gotten on my For You page, not them themselves.
Yeah,
people are stitching them and stuff. but you don't get paid for that. So I don't know what they want from all of this. All I genuinely want is for them to stop sharing their children, to utilize the fact that they've gotten all this attention. I think they've literally like doubled their following in the last few days. And then to get that attention to better their situation, like their Amazon wish list should probably include a few more things for the kids. It's like, cool, you put up bunk beds on there. Maybe a few more things. Why am I looking at Puma socks? Like, we don't need that. I think someone said also there were pants for him at some point and people bought them and they were like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you buying this man pants? It hurt my brain. It was a lot, but it was also so nuanced that like it scared me to cover because I don't mean to offend. Like, I don't want to look like I'm just judging them off their situation because it's not
And it's definitely the mix of like just society in the current time we're in, all just like people striving for virality, sacrificing morals to do it. And they just like don't care. They just want to get famous and have this easy life. And it's like, that's not what it is.
No. And your kids should never be your way out financially. At any point, that should never be on them. I remember when my house was getting foreclosed on when I was in high school, I knew it was happening because I was like a senior in high school, but like it was not made a me issue or like my brothers. Like, we knew it was happening. We just didn't really know how bad it was. Like, we just knew we needed to get our shit out, but like it was seemingly not a big deal.
Well, that's because parents are supposed to like kind of protect their kids from stuff like that. And that shouldn't be the stresses that they're all having to deal with. And it's like on top of them literally showing that they live in this one bedroom apartment, which is already concerning.
Yeah.
Then they're like using that to then try and get out of the one bedroom situation. And it's like, well, then say even unrealistically that that would be what happened. Then what are you going to do? What's your content then? People aren't going to be as interested in watching you as a mediocre two bedroom house family. Like, this isn't a sustainable way of making a living.
Yeah. Having side jobs is cool and fine and dandy, but I thought it was like widely understood that side jobs are side jobs. Like, he is trying to make that his main thing because he just, in my opinion, doesn't want to get his wages garnished for child support.
Yeah.
But like, he's just trying to make it his thing because like, that's how he feels his life should look. And it's like, those kids don't get a fucking say. And again, I just cannot imagine the moment they found out their mom was pregnant. And it's just like, are you motherfucking kidding me? Okay, jumping back in here to say that a lot more has come out about Miss Jenkins, or should I say Miss Thompson, allegedly. So it seems like she was previously married to someone by the name of Jeremiah C. Thompson, who is the father of the two daughters that she shows in her videos. Well, it turns out he's actually a registered sex offender from a very young age. There's an article describing that he was already a sex offender with a long history of violations at the age of 19. This article was saying that he pled not guilty to R-wording a 14-year-old high school classmate in Vancouver, and this even made the article because basically he met this high school student at like a local store, and the parents and students from the school that that girl had went to were really upset because they were not notified that a sex offender attended that school, because I guess he was behind and he attended at that time. But apparently the state law prevented that information from being shared at school, and it was just a big mess. So that's why this article was written in the first place, and that's how people found it. And the article gets even crazier when it says Thompson was ordered to register as an S offender after being sentenced in February 2010 for essaying his mother. His mother, guys. He also accepted a plea deal that year to a misdemeanor charge of a communication with minor for immoral purposes relating to allegations that he molested a 7-year-old girl. The list of people that he has essayed is very long, and I do not know exactly how much Miss Jenkins or Thompson or whatever you want to call her knew before she had two of his children, two daughters that I hope to God he never hurt. But in my opinion, it's highly unlikely that she would have known nothing about this.
By the way, I'm sure some of you are wondering, how did people know that Ms. Jenkins used to be with this horrible man? Well, she told us, thanks to the TikTok user Danielle's advocacy for pointing out that this TikTok is still on the Jenkins family TikTok page. If you scroll down, you will see that Ms. Jenkins did her take on the man or bear trend by showing a screenshot of articles insinuating that her abuser was her ex-partner, Jeremiah Thompson.
Anyway, I know that this is a lot, but this information came out after we filmed, so I wanted to be sure to include it. Our researcher actually grew up in a family of seven. She gave us permission to share that. And like everything she told me was very much like, you're not going to be able to give love and attention to each kid. But even then, she says like her parents, regardless of her issues she had with them, like her stepdad worked at Walmart on night shifts and her mom was fucking busting her ass. Yeah. Like that's like also the bare minimum to provide.
And having their attitude where they are expecting other people to help them be able to provide by like just giving them money.
Bullshit. it's wrong.
And then they get mad also. It's like they don't want any criticism of the way they live, but then they're literally using the way they live as a bargaining chip or for why people should feel bad for them. And it's like, well, what are they feeling bad for then? I thought you were all
taken care of. Thought you were great. Thought
of.
You were doing just fine.
It doesn't add up, and it's just, I don't like it.
I don't like it either. And again, maybe don't have any more kids. As someone who loves my two kids with my entire being, I cannot imagine my life without them. You got enough, girly pop. Just enjoy them and give them as much love and resources as you can, yeah, and hope that they flourish into wonderful adults who have a wonderful life.
That don't have to beg people on the internet for money.
There's so many fucking things wrong with this, but everybody was upset because of all those reasons. And when the mother of his child that he abandoned came out, I was like, okay, all right, too much now. Everybody needs to go home. This is too fucking much. But I will say people like our friend Becca Day have provided like really thoughtful commentary on this rather than just kind of continuing on with the same commentary, which is essentially what we're saying, which is like, maybe stop. She like did a whole interior design mock-up of like, this is how you could better distribute the house and like put bunk beds here. And it's like, so Becca. But also at the same time, I would be surprised if they ever took her advice and put bunk beds in the room and they sleep outside. Like, I don't think that's ever going
to
happen.
Well, it doesn't look like they're actually looking for ways to better their situation without just people giving them money.
And even if people give them money, they're always going to be first.
They don't use
like,
it for the right
her things. Her and him and her being like, I'll give my left ovary so that this man doesn't have to struggle. Give your left. Well, don't give your left ovary at all. But like, if you're going to give anything, it should be for your kids. And maybe you should put them first. Anyway, put your kids first. Yeah. I didn't think we had to still say that, but I guess people need the reminder. It turns out there has been an update, literally as we're filming this. Apparently, the Resilient Jenkins responded publicly. It's like Resilient Jenkins public response to the mother of his child that he abandoned, allegedly. Let's see.
Well, it's not. I guess a public response, kind of.
Yeah, our public response.
Cool. What should we address first?
Let's address the child support thing.
Child support. Okay. The child support and child. I have the one other child, Anthony.
First of all, she said she didn't want to fucking share him, and you're already saying his name. Stop. My God.
Child support via garnishments ever since I can remember.
Not you admitting that they had to take the money out of your bank account to get it.
I have been paying them via force for many years. It's like, okay, you had no choice. Got it.
And I worked at a W-2 since I was...
So there you go.
18, 19. Worked nights.
To pay for your kid.
Never made above... 22 an hour.
Okay.
Work jobs that worked your body to the bone and...
Yeah, I worked retail, I worked overnight, I worked at Home Depot.
But then you chose to have multiple other kids.
I worked at Jackson's, I worked at Grocery Outlet. I pumped gas. I did HVAC for a year. And even HVAC, people say, oh, HVAC, you paid. Hey, I was there for a year doing the most work. Coming on the weekends to do scrap metal and then going to Jackson's, and I only got a $4 raise after a year, and people got an $8 raise making 32 plus.
I'm lost why this is an explanation.
I know, yeah, it makes no sense. But also, like, okay, then take that experience that you learned from that company, go to another company, talk yourself up. Like,
gotta play the game.
Fluff up that fucking resume. And her just like in the background, like, yeah.
Worked your body to the bone. Yeah, do you know how many people work in fucking retail? Are you kidding?
Paula Ralph Lauren, I was there till like 3 a.m, which I think was illegal at the time because I was only 16. But like, we were like, you know, resetting the floor and all that shit. And yeah. I was telling you when you were visiting me, my paycheck was like $240 every 2 weeks.
My mom worked in retail for years. A lot of people do that. Why are you acting like that you're better than that? You were working yourself to the bone and couldn't afford to pay child support for this kid you already had. Then why'd you have more?
That is the ultimate thing where it's just like, it's not a just don't have children because you're poor conversation. You have a lot of children. It's not like you haven't experienced the blessing of having more children. You have raised children. You have got to spend time with them. You've seen them as babies. You've seen them grown up. You've seen their first milestones. Why do you need to keep doing that? Like, why? What's the point?
But he didn't even. He abandoned them.
No, let's keep going because I hope there's an excuse in here somewhere.
Something tells me no.
Now the HVAC company, that's a whole other story in and of itself, because he worked, he drove all over the place for that company. He was the one working the hardest for that company. And yet they would not increase his pay. They increased the pay of three of the other employees while he was working there.
Anything. It's what I was, my workload didn't equal out what I felt to what I was getting paid, who deserved to get paid, especially what I was, how fast I was picking things up and how hard I was working. And there wasn't any complaints. The complaint was, oh, you're requesting too many days off. Yes, because I want more money. So I'm going to try to find other ways to make money.
I okay. can't.
Well, he's like, I need 5 days off a week. I need to go do stuff. Sorry.
First of all, what? How is this explaining anything about like why?
Literally nothing. Ugh. But hopefully we get there. There's quite a bit left. But yeah, what I would say is that when you have a family, stability has more value than just getting paid the amount that you want. You want that check that you can count on because that's what you can count on. And even when it's not ideal, you continue to do it, which is why people do second jobs, which I'm saying it's a lot. I'm not saying that everyone should have second jobs. I think that the fact that anybody needs to have two jobs or three jobs is fucked. But
he seems
expensive.
To think that he should get paid a shit ton for because he's working really hard. And it's like, well, clearly you're not working as hard as the other people that seem to have gotten raises and aren't asking for too many days off.
Yeah, like why is everyone around you getting raises and not you? I have questions.
Yeah,
like,
but
it's
you work the hardest.
Fucking
PTO.
Hey, okay, I asked for 4 days off a week, and what's the big deal? Like, I just feel like they don't get it. And her just like,
when her being like, he was the hardest working. It's like, girl, you weren't there.
You don't even go here. What are you talking about? Literally.
And so, and then I went back to Jackson's. Went back to Jackson's and worked days and nights, 60 hours plus, and tried to make sure I washed every window, every tried to do every little detail to get any kind of tips.
This man has done everything he can.
The child support.
To provide.
The child support thing. I don't know what to tell anybody. I've been paying for years via garnishment.
That just kills me.
That is ridiculous because that literally explains why he doesn't want the W-2 job, because he can't pay for it.
Yeah. And then he's trying to act like mighty because he's like, well, I have paid it. You didn't necessarily, but okay.
It's like, well, yeah, you didn't pay for it. It was taken. And then also now you're purposely avoiding situations where you would get it taken.
And one thing I'm failing to understand is
why you had two more kids.
Why are you trying to have more kids exactly when you have a child? Like, why are you not explaining why you abandoned that child? Because fuck child support. Why did you abandon your child?
Let's see if he gets to that.
Let's see.
9-10 grand from taxes, and I let them. I didn't fight anything.
You can't fight garnish. Oh my god, I can't.
I let them take it out before the paycheck even came to me. I just let them do it. Like, that's not, you can't.
I didn't even fight them. Good luck fighting them, sir.
If the other party hasn't received
it, the other party's your fucking son, you fucking asshole. The other party is the mother of your child that's kept him alive and clothed and loved while you abandon him.
And also, it kind of sounds like he just mentioned taxes. It's like, was the garnishment for the child support, or did the taxes take it before the child support could be garnished and you didn't give her any?
Wait, say that. My brain just...
Because can't taxes be garnished from your account as well?
You mean like the tax return?
He just mentioned taxes. It sounds like maybe he got taxes taken out of his account, but then there was nothing left. So when the child support would have been garnished, there wasn't anything to
take.
Not
him getting garnished from multiple avenues. I don't know.
Well, he let them, though.
Yeah, he let them. It was definitely his choice.
Jesus.
The Christ. Other party. Like, Jesus.
$6,000 is all I owe, which most of that got taken care of last year. And everything else is via garnishment, except for now, because I haven't gotten...
Except for now, because I avoid W-2 jobs.
I guess except for now.
No. You are 4 or 5 months behind because you switched to being a gig worker so that you didn't have to get your wages garnished. And that's why you're trying to pretend that like you're just better than fucking any other job that's a W-2 job, when a W-2 job is quite literally the only thing that will, in this scenario, provide stability for your family and probably health insurance. What do you mean? Oh, things happened. It sounds like you would have never paid. If you didn't have to pay, you would have never paid for your kid. You would have never, ever, ever even given a shit if he had a meal a day in his life.
But he let them.
Yeah, he let them. More like you should have wanted to pay. And if you were behind and life happens and you're in talks with his mother and you're making sure he still has everything he needs, then maybe I wouldn't call you a deadbeat.
Oh, no.
But this is giving deadbeat.
100%.
Like, this is not okay. If I was pregnant with this man's child and I found out all this information, I would freak the fuck out. What is stopping you from being that other woman, ma'am? Literally.
So pick me.
You think he just loves you a lot more?
Yep.
You think you're just special?
Yep.
I don't know. I'd be scared.
It's not like I don't know about it.
That makes it better.
They
want to know why you're not involved in stuff.
Oh, why?
I
don't need to explain why. I don't need to explain everything. I can't explain everything.
It's not their life for us to explain.
But
it's,
you're begging everyone for money to support your life and getting a new child put inside you. Then, yeah, we kind of want to know why you abandoned the other one and can't pay for him.
I would say that at this point, I'm pretty much feeling like a part of the family because I know fucking everything about you.
Well, that's the thing is people always want to share
until
a little too much until they're like, whoa, 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 mind your own business.
Yeah. And it's like, literally, you're not going to fucking.
What do you mean?
Literally put what school your kids go to and your entire fucking life and the layout of your apartment and literally everything about you. And then just be like, we deserve privacy. Well, first of all, your kids deserve privacy more than anybody. It's just such an entitled way of thinking. Yeah, you do have to explain why you abandoned your child. Yeah, you actually do. I have deemed you do need to actually disclose that because what do you mean?
You don't get to play both sides of this. Like, you can't ask for help and say that you want to have another kid when you literally won't explain because you can't explain, you just said, why you abandoned another one and can't pay for him.
I wish they just wanted to have one more kid. I fear they may want many more.
It's our life. It's our perspective. It's what we've been through.
Our perspective? What the fuck does that mean?
You don't even go here, ma'am. You have not been through that because you've never even met that other kid. So what do you mean it's what we've been through? Have you also abandoned children we don't know about?
People are going to judge regardless.
And
I've been judged all my life. I'm just letting them know.
Oh, brother.
They think the child support's one thing. And this is, if they believe, people are going to believe one side or the other. That's entirely up to whoever watches or listens to this.
Is the other side the person who's kept your child for 12 years? Like, what do you mean?
It sounds like her story is a little more realistic than you being like, well, I don't know why they did. They didn't get the money. It got taken out of my account because I left them.
I don't need to explain why I don't want to see my son. I don't care what fucking issue, literally, do not care what issue you have with that mother. Don't care what went on behind the scenes with you two. Your child doesn't deserve to not know his father, period. He did nothing. He was just born with a dad who doesn't give a shit about him. That's not his fault.
Who would rather leave and start over.
Yeah. Let me just refresh here and do this whole new thing where I create a whole new family. The way they both speak and the way they like have their banter back and forth is so concerning. Because it's like, ew. Like,
enabling just like
literally
terrible behavior.
It makes sense why she wants to have his kids because she clearly sees nothing wrong. But to me, again, I would be panicking if I had a child, his second child, in my stomach.
And same with the job thing. I've worked and people think, you never blah, blah, blah. I've worked. I always work. And I hate not working. But I hate also not getting paid for my time or for my worth. And people say, you don't know your worth. Of course I know my worth. Everybody should know their worth.
Hence why we're no longer.
I've done plenty of jobs in my lifetime that I feel like I should get paid a certain amount. What else are we addressing? The destructiveness?
Yeah, there's
a speculation going around that we bought, quote unquote, bought foam toppers for our kids. They had frames.
Why was that, quote unquote?
Mattresses, sheets, pillows, the works. Aww. Even little drapes on their
princess tapestries.
They hung on everything and bent everything and broke it. And
kids are destructive. You know how they get even more destructive? If they're enclosed in a tight space where they have quite literally nothing else to fucking do and you're sleeping in your room, the way you don't even understand, my house would be set on fire in less than 24 hours. Less than 24 hours, my entire home.
I'm like, they destroyed the beds? Like,
yeah, like, did they, like, bite on the fucking frames like beavers?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Like, and, like, oh, they had the tapestry. What the fuck are you even saying? Where are the beds? Has anyone ever seen beds in general? Because the fact that you have now them for 2 years.
It looks like one of the kids has, like, a toddler-looking wooden bed. The rest are just foam toppers on the floor.
I just, like, don't understand what material they would be able to destroy beyond use.
I have put a foam topper on the floor. And you feel the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not that good. It's great on a bed.
It's like a less than a dog bed.
Well, yeah. A lot of people use it for their dogs too. They'll put it like on top of a dog bed and make it more comfy. But like, no, I'm sorry. I don't care if they break it. They need beds.
But breaking it doesn't make sense to me. I'm like, what beds are they destroying to the point of like, you can't.
Even the bullshit of him saying like they used to have mattresses. Did they eat them?
That's the point. I'm like, you can't break a mattress.
Yeah, you can't.
Kids are destructive. They're especially hard to girls.
Somehow they bent the hell out of the metal frames and all that, making it more or less a hazard.
Oh, shut the fuck up. They bent the metal frames?
That's insane.
Okay. Like, are you raising the Hulk? No.
It covers and all that. And if you guys don't know, when anybody orders a bed is a giant piece of foam. When you go on to order a bed, it says foam mattress or memory foam. With the pillow top.
You forgot spring.
What is this?
It's nitpicking and like this condescending ass attitude that drives me fucking
insane.
Yeah,
when you order a bed, like, shut the fuck up. Have you ever done that?
Sir, you're going to tell me a foam topper, twin size foam topper from Walmart is the same as a Casper memory foam mattress? Like, get the fuck out of here. Even a basic ass one, you get a memory foam mattress.
A foam topper is not a mattress.
The difference is the thickness, and it makes it a shit ton more comfortable. If you had your kids at the very least on a mattress that was a genuine mattress on a floor, I would be a little bit more like, okay, at least they're on a fucking mattress.
But they would probably destroy that.
Yeah, they'd just chew it up while they're sleeping. Like, these
literally,
kids sound like
they're feral. Acting like their children are rabid. They're bending the metal frames.
No, the thing is that my children are rabid, but like, come on. My children can destroy a lot of things. A fucking bed frame is insane. That means either you're not watching them for a really long period of time, or I don't know what, because that sounds crazy.
Yes.
But then also, even if my children broke a mattress, which they never have, and Noah can break almost anything. He has never broken his mattress. But if he did, I would have to get another one. It would be top priority. I can't have him on a foam mattress.
What does breaking a mattress even mean?
At that point, I would just think they had to have like peed on it a ton or something. Cause like that's the only thing that makes a mattress like not usable.
That at least would be a better explanation, but they aren't even going with that.
It's all foam.
No, it's not.
If you guys didn't know.
Just, shut the fuck up.
I thought that was common knowledge, but I guess that's something.
Oh my God.
There's this impression that I don't want better for the children, which doesn't make any sense to me.
By giving them less space,
is that what another kid is gonna do?
No, that is impossible. And if you mean that, then you just genuinely need to think
something's
not connecting.
It was like, then you're dumb.
Like, genuinely, you are not understanding that when you have more kids, it limits your space. I thought that was like common sense. Genuinely, that is not what she's understanding.
Well, and wanting more space is not the same as being smart and giving you can't just be, well, I wish that we had more space, but then have another kid, because guess what? That's going to go directly against that.
Right.
Been posting about this for 3 years, and she, yeah, for 3 years, I've been doing my absolute best to try to make something happen. And I did too. I worked W-2 jobs for a long time, and I'm not gonna justify the reason that being home with my kids.
Of course you're not.
It's
because you don't.
It's either
one.
I pay someone to watch my kids and raise them a way that I don't agree with, or I stay home and raise my kids and get to watch them grow and become their people. And that's the choice.
While you make TikToks,
I would rather have.
Get a stay-at-home job.
Of course, people think I want to stay in a one-bedroom.
They think we want to stay in one bedroom.
Things have increasingly got more
expensive. No one thinks that.
Over the years.
Mm-hmm.
My rent has gone up.
It's gone up $300 since we got together.
Yeah, because it was what, $950?
Yeah.
People are going to judge me and have always judged me.
Wonder why.
all my life. That's nothing new to me.
Yeah, you seem kind of awful. So
that's nothing new to me. All I know is I'm trying to do the best of what with what I got. How I'm trying to do the best with what I have and how I know best,
which is not very good.
People say yes, get a W-2. I would love to get a W-2 that paid me decent enough. But getting a W-2 at 18...
Why does it just gotta be about the pay? 20, why does nobody consider the health aspect? That most of these W-2 jobs are sucking the life out of you. Why doesn't that matter?
Most jobs suck the life out of fucking everybody.
It's just about the money. Well, yeah, when you live in a one-bedroom apartment and you keep popping out children, that's what people are gonna ask. Like, are you kidding?
It's too much. Like, genuinely, you are not the only people that feel like your soul is being sucked out of you because you have to make money for your children. That's everybody. Welcome to life. You're gonna have to be up some nights, all fucking night, to get shit done. It's not fair. It's just what you have to do when you especially have kids. If you want to be single and on your own, by the way, oh my God, this is a whole separate thing that just hit my brain. She smokes a shit ton of weed,
which I'll tell you is not cheap.
Yes, they have a smoking habit. At least she does. And she's admitted it multiple times on camera because she was like, oh, maybe my smoking habit is why I'm not getting pregnant. She was trying for so long to have this baby. And to that, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? If you don't have that money, then what the fuck are you doing? Why are your kids in a one-bedroom apartment and you're rolling up blunts? That doesn't make sense. I understand that you should have things that you enjoy in life, but guess what? There's a lot of free shit that you can enjoy as a family. I don't know. Find a fucking TV show you like. Like, I don't fucking know. Just, this is insane. The lack of prioritization in this family drives me nuts.
Well, the excuses and the entitlement are just off the charts.
It's too much. And it's kind of like in the beginning when I had those feelings, and I did judge right off the bat, but then it was also confirmed because it's like, I'm not going to just judge a family for being in poverty and doing the best with what they have. Fuck that.
And that's but not what the judgment different. Is coming from.
It's laziness, it's entitlement, it's exploitation, it's a million things that just feel wrong with this family. Do we want to let them finish? Do we want to cut them off?
No. Well, this was part one. There's a part two.
Is there? No, shut the fuck up. Oh, no, this is not a part two. This is a TikTok that the Jenkins posted. And it says, all we've ever had in mind was our children's best interest and making good memories with them, no matter our circumstances. So much happening in 29 seconds. This was back when I had to take apart my daughter's beds because they had all these dangerous bars exposed and they would move their mattresses to walk on the rails nonstop. Sometimes you just make snap decisions.
It's also convenient that the text is blocking so you can't really see what was going on with the beds.
Yeah, but it's her taking them apart, whatever, which again, I would say if your kids are walking on the rails.
Yeah, I'm like, tell them, where are you? Make them not do that.
Hey, get down from there. They're not super young. They're not toddlers. They're like, they look old. Honestly, I thought they were the oldest, but I guess this is their way of proving that they care about their kids.
Kickball.
Right.
Having a few nice moments doesn't negate you. I mean, I just can't.
It says, when I finally reach my financial goals and start saying yes about everything my kids ask for, I guess this was a TikTok of her fantasizing about reaching her financial goals. You know what really drives you home with a financial goal? Having another child. Love that. You know, my birth genuinely was like $60,000+. Like, actually, I'm like, do you have health insurance? Like, how are you going
to
do this?
Oh my God. And then the end says, just a mama manifesting 10K followers to open up more opportunities for my family and fur babies. Girl, I'll tell you right now, 10K followers isn't going to get you shit.
Literally.
Like,
their mindset is insane.
Are you kidding?
So then the mother of his child that he abandoned, whom I will not name because she didn't want to. Clearly, Jesus, Andrew, like, stop it. But anyway, she responded, and apparently she's fucking pissed.
So, you wanna know what's funny, y'all? This is the recent affidavit I received, right? So if you've been paying what you said you've been paying, Andrew, why do they need this?
My astigmatism. I'm like, no, what do they need?
You were ordered to appear by telephone, examination of your financial circumstances. I think it's basically just like requesting like a phone hearing, hearing, but like situation where they can evaluate his financial situations because I don't think he's paying.
Been paying what you said you've been paying, Andrew. Why do they need this?
Past 12 months.
Did you do it?
They want all of his bank statements from the last 12 months.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, Stephanie. Do you want me to Do you want me to send you the message that I sent you back in August with the affidavit? You fucking cluck. Do you? Oh, Andrew, do you want me to go back to my messenger? To my messenger. Do you want me to go back to my messenger? I could pull up all the shit. I don't care how many jobs you had. You never stayed at one. And when he was getting a little itty bitty bit, he wasn't getting much. I remember getting in my account that from the state of Oregon, they sent me 5 cents, nigga. They sent me 5 cents, nigga. You ain't paid much. Sit up there with that bitch. You got me fucked up. I will air your shit out, nigga. Air your shit out, nigga. You got me fucked up. I got receipts. I have everything.
I'm dead.
Valid.
I actually feel like so satisfied. Like, I feel like she's eating severely, and as she should, because she has probably bottled up so much shit from so many years. And for him to be like, they garnished my wages, and if that's true and it was only 5 cents,
I was the hardest worker.
Furious. Like, him just being like, I know what I deserve. At least $30 an hour. 5 cents? You're joking. Like, you're actually joking. If that's true, oh, the rage. Like, I get it. I really do.
Oh, you can feel the rage. I think it's true.
Yeah.
I got receipts. I have every cart document that has been sent to me. This is my recent one. Did you show up, nigga? Sit up there stuttering like a motherfucker. You can't even get your motherfucking story straight. You stupid bitch. You pissed me the fuck off. You done set me off. Now I'm unhinged.
Period. I love it. Honestly.
As you should be.
Got me fucked up when I sit up there and play stupid. You sit up there in that nasty ass apartment. Don't ever forget, nigga, when you did see my son when he was about 6 or 10 months old, and you took him to some random bitch's house, and she was up in there. She lived like a fucking hoarder, and I took you outside politely, nigga. Don't sit up there and don't play me. I took you outside politely, nigga, and I said, don't let you ever have my baby in a dirty ass house.
Whoa. What?
He was about 6 or 10 months old when that shit happened, nigga.
Oh, my God. I kept thinking like 6 years old or 10 months. And I was like, that's a big difference. No, 6 or 10 months. So I guess that's when he was still, quote unquote, trying. And actually, if that's true, that says a lot about the fact that he would be willing to even put his child in a situation like that. It just says a lot about, like, do you care what environment your kids are in? No, is my answer.
Apparently not.
But yeah. It just, wow, I can't. Looking at the whole picture, cannot imagine how she feels.
You want to play with me? I told you, don't play with me, Andrew. You know, I don't play with me, Andrew. I will air your shit the fuck out. Air it the fuck out. I ain't doing no shit for clout. I don't have to worry about it. I'm a normal ass human being. I'm a normal ass human being. I work. I do my nails. I work. I'm a caregiver. I take care of my oldest. I take care of my stepson. When we have him. And I have my baby, who will be 6. I ain't got time for no fucking clown. I ain't got to chase nothing, bitch. I ain't got to chase nothing after you motherfuckers. But I will expose you, Andrew, because you ain't done shit. The last time I got a giant ass payout from the state of Oregon, because it didn't come from you. And the pieces of taxes that I did get, that was back in 2017, nigga. It's 224.
Powerful. Can't blame her for being angry, if especially just having like his new woman popping out children for him in that kind of circumstance. Doesn't know you, never met your son, and is there mm-hmming him on the side. I would be enraged. I genuinely would.
Completely justified, I believe.
The way you know she's pissed is she's not on camera. She's just like pointing to the document, and it's just like fucking
I mean, could you imagine listening to him try and make excuses? Like, no, nope. Nope, sorry.
And the way that he's doing is just being like, and I don't need to tell you why I'm not in my kid's life, but like, also, like, I know what I'm doing. No, you clearly fucking don't.
Well, he's just been worked to the bone.
I think that everybody's commentary, honestly, that is calling them out is spot on. I think anybody defending this family and defending family vlogging, number one, in 2024 is insane.
Projecting.
Number two, defending a family that is very intentionally, because like I said, she tried for a while to have these like follow-up kids. Anybody defending that doesn't give a shit about those kids, period.
That's, I think they're projecting for their own, like, feelings about if people have attacked them for something poverty related. That's not what this is about. Nope. This is a very specific situation, right. And they are doing it's gross.
Yeah, there's so many elements to this, but ultimately, put your kids first. Stop family blogging. Get off the internet at this point, because at this point, you're also just, like, hoping for hate in some weird, like, mission to make money.
Because they think that'll make them go viral, which they think that will suddenly make them set for life. And it's like, newsflash, that's not how it works.
You don't want that for your kids. You're not Ava Louise, like, who just wants clout and just lollygags around the internet because she's a single woman who's just like, oh, well, I get hate. Who cares? No, these are your children. Stop it. And also, really reevaluate why you're bringing so many kids into this situation. I understand that there's compassion that's needed for many different situations. And I understand that in other situations, there's a lot of nuance. I think here it's pretty cut and dry that these people are people that prioritize themselves and their relationship over their children, and also people that refuse to do what it takes to provide for children and are hoping for handouts in one way or another.
And are willing to make their situation exponentially worse by adding another one to hopefully fix the situation they've already gotten themselves in, which is not going
to
work.
And to be honest, I'm doing okay financially. I don't know that I could afford how many? 5 kids. That's a lot of fucking kids, because you have to think of not just diapers. They don't think of the future. There's so much that goes into it with kids.
It's wild when you look back to that fucking bed video and she goes, sometimes you make snap decisions. Clearly, you make a lot of those, ma'am.
Right. And also, even if you're doing well financially, the less kids you have, the more attention you can give them physically, you as a mother or a father. But then also, the more you can, like, let's say you have 2 kids. It's a lot easier to put one in dance, one in another activity, and actually keep up with that and be present and show up. If you have 5 kids, you can't, even if you were rich, you couldn't be there for all of them. Like, there's just no way.
No. In that same video with the beds where she's like, oh, if when I get out of my financial situation, she's like showing herself like being able to like give them money and stuff. It's like, what are you doing? You're not doing the right steps to get to where you want to be, if that's really where you want to be.
And ultimately, it just is so sad that kids are in this situation. If it was just them, it would be like, who cares what happens to them? But there's kids that are going to grow old and not have a space and not have any sort of privacy. It blows my mind why people are still doing this, why they think they're justified in doing this, and why simultaneously they feel they don't owe anyone a fucking explanation.
Or
then
money.
Get off the internet if you don't want to fucking explain shit.
It feels like when we first started, it was like, oh, this feels kind of gross. By the end of this, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't know how people like this exist.
Same. Yeah, no, it was quite a journey. And I hope that if you've been wondering what the fuck is going on with the Resilient Jenkins, that this somewhat cleared it up. But I don't think it's people just being nasty and being like, you're poor, stop having kids. Like, it's just so much more than that. And just a fucking journey. Wow.
And guys, I don't feel like resilient is really the right word to use.
I thought the same thing. I was like, well, maybe we just brainstorm a new name. Complacent Jenkins. Yeah. I don't know.
Rock bottom.
We'll put some ideas on the board. Anyway, that took a lot longer than it was supposed to. So maybe we switch our second topic. We'll just cover it in our next episode so that we can get this up
probably
at some point.
Yeah, probably a good plan. We love the internet.
Yeah. Oh, please, God. And I do have one that's animal related as an extra special treat.
Oh, yay.
And also, this is not Halloween, obviously, because Halloween has passed. Very sad. You're watching this either the day after Halloween or 2 days after Halloween, depending on how quickly we get this up. So I thought, you know, a little Halloween inspired We Love the Internet. Couldn't hurt anybody. I don't know if you've seen this, but it came up on my For You page today. Quite liked it.
Meow. No. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow.
The cat was literally like starting to freak out, but then he's
like, he channeled his powers and
he locked in, as he should. You know, he accepted his fate, and I appreciate that.
Oh my God. I don't know when it's scheduled, but I do believe I provided pictures of Max in a little Halloween costume that are gonna be on our Patreon.
Oh my God,
you guys want to check
that
out?
Oh my God, how cute.
This one's just sweet, and it made me want to cuddle my dog.
Oh, period. Love that. Copyright music.
We're gonna have to mute the song.
Mute that.
It said, whoever said diamonds are a girl's best friend never owned a dog, and it's just a little girl cuddling with her dog, and he's just, my God, literally, why am I gonna cry?
Big dogs are so cuddly. My dog is cuddly, like he gets in between my legs and will cuddle, but like big dogs can like big spoon you, which
is honestly one of my biggest like, it makes me so upset that Max isn't more cuddly. Like, I could kind of cuddle him, but he doesn't cuddle me,
right?
Yeah. Which, like, I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, my mom's dog is a big dog. And when I was pregnant, I think with Amelie, she like would lay on, like she protected me. So she was like always laying on me. And it's extra delicious. It really is.
I love it so much.
But anyway, guys, God, what an episode.
I know,
what
a ride. Like, I'm hungry. I need my butt. I know. Hurts.
Me too. We gotta go. Anyway, hope you guys had a wonderful Halloween. What were you for Halloween? I wanna know.
Send us pictures.
We were lots of things.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what was your favorite?
Fuck. That's a hard one because I really
It was a good year.
I really enjoyed the Oompa Loompa, like the bartender and the unknown. I thought that was great. Because it was our only like real joint one other than Teresa and Sloan Bella.
I mean, that was a big hit. It was bigger of a hit than I anticipated it to be. But
oh, I knew it. Teresa, she's gonna hit every time.
I think my favorite two, I don't know, it's probably a tie between the unknown. I don't know. Raygun was pretty good too.
Oh yeah, we had so much fun this Halloween. Honestly,
that was the best costume. The best execution, I think, was my ghost.
Yes, for sure.
Because the unknown was probably my worst execution.
Yeah, you gave up. I couldn't even about wear a mask 10 minutes at it.
Just, yep. Yeah, yeah. But funny wise, I think that was probably the funniest. I agree.
Yeah.
And the fact that we got in trouble for that episode, and it was like us criticizing the rug lady,
and then we went like then, people were posting clips of us, and I was an Oompa Loompa.
They were like, yeah. Okay, but Rug Lady, you're getting criticized by an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, that was good. Rug Lady was Princess Jasmine for Halloween. Did you see that?
I did. That should have been my We Love the Internet.
I don't think that's something you should do. Yeah. And also with the rug and your kid, lots of problems. Anyway, we'll just leave it there.
Yeah.
We don't need another battle with Rug Lady.
Let us know what your favorite costume from this year was in the comments below. And that's it.
Yeah. If you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. And as always, we will see you on Monday. Bye.
Cheers.